Bunny, can you see her yet?
What's it?
I said, can you see her yet?
Not if you keep rocking the damn boat. I can't. Of course I can't. What chance have we got with a damned Ormelian shouting her damned heads off in our bay anyhow? So I'll have to frighten any damn fish back into its hole.
It's not our bay, dear.
What's that you say?
They've as much right to be here as we have.
Damn tourists.
We're tourists, dear.
What?
Dear, they must have heard you.
Damn noise pollution. I have a good mind to... Holy Susanna, I see her.
You do where?
Oh, keep still, woman. There she goes. What a beauty.
Can you see, Bunny?
Oh, there, look.
I can't see a thing.
Focus them, woman, focus.
I can't get the hang of these things. Oh, yes, I see.
Skimming the waves like a knife through butter. Ah.
She's gone.
What? Oh, let me see.
Back to the seabed.
Oh.
Fancy, Bunny, eh? A mermaid on a planet like this.
Damn thing's made of plastic.
What?
It's put there by the tourist board for idiots like them.
You were as excited as I was a moment ago.
Rubbish.
Oh, Bunny.
Twaddle. I've never read such utter twaddle in my entire life.
Huh?
What a bore.
Ria? Ria, are you in?
No.
I think the doctor must have put me in that obscure little room deliberately to annoy me. That's the second time I've ended up in the console room when I meant to go to the bathroom.
It's the kind of thing that amuses him from time to time. I thought I told you I wasn't in.
That popular, am I?
Truman, I'd have thought the TARDIS was large enough for you to occupy yourself with something other than pestering me. I'm busy.
Preening yourself in front of the mirror.
Why not go and work something out with the doctor?
The doctor? I haven't seen the doctor for days, weeks even.
Well, go and find him.
The last
time
I did see him, he completely ignored me, said something about stark simplicity and disappeared down a corridor.
I'm not interested,
I've been right
Truman.
Through the so-called library twice. The most interesting thing in there was in about seven different languages and had an entire chapter torn out. The doctor has about as much respect for books as he does for social manners.
Hark, who's talking?
What do you mean?
I want to be on my own, Truman. If you don't get out of my room soon, I shall probably scream.
I'm sorry. I have been blabbering on a bit, I suppose.
I'm sorry, too. I've been getting a bit irritable lately.
We both have. It's been cooped up in this thing for so long. Oh, wrong room. Doctor! Decided to act the host at last, have you?
Doctor, you look terrible.
I beg your pardon?
We haven't shaved for days.
Right, that is it. I've had just about enough. Thank you very much.
Charming.
There's something wrong.
Doctor?
There you are, my sweethearts. Drink it all up. And show me some more of your beautiful pink petals in the morning. There you are. Mustn't forget you, my sweetie, must we? Oh, big may be beautiful, but small is Mummy's favourite.
I, Charlotte, have almost finished.
Oh, lovely, dear.
All they have to do is wipe out that excess vegetation on the eastern rise. There, and there we have it. The perfect site for a city, and a city to end all cities. I shall go down in history. They'll name it in my honour, naturally. And then, perhaps they'll hand over the whole planetary development to me.
I'm sure they will, dear.
Everything's fortuitous, you see, Charlotte. A good man can even see profit in his surroundings when he's down. They probably saw that all along anyway. Old Darton will make use of it, they thought. It's fortuitous, Charlotte. Fortuitous.
Yes, dear.
Darton City. Has a ring to it.
Look, dear. Aren't they lovely?
If you spend less time faffing around those ridiculous flowers and more irrigating the patch and working in this hole at home like we're supposed to, how
other would make it taste? Mummy, I'm going to be on holiday.
And don't call me Mummy.
What's that?
What?
There's a noise out there.
With those damned apes, I expect. Force field will keep them out. Even if it doesn't, they'll soon get my rake where it hurts.
Self-control. It's all a matter of self-control. Irritation and life go hand in hand. Without irritation, there's no life. And while there's life, there's... What was that?
Where's this? I mean, what is it?
Secondary console room.
Shaving, are you?
What?
The mirror.
Oh.
Is that wall meant to be warped?
Warped?
Are you all right, Doctor?
All right! Of course I'm all right! What, am I not all right? What do you care, anyway?
I only asked. There's no need to bite my head off.
Right!
What's going on? Doctor?
What have you done, Doctor?
I've turned it off.
Turned what off?
The TARDIS.
Can you do that?
Well, of course I can. Have you no faith? I want to think.
There's been far too much noise around here lately. Too much buzzing in my head. Too many distractions. Surely it's permissible for someone as ancient as me to demand a little reverent hush from time to time?
You're hardly ancient.
Contradictions. Always contradictions and complaints. What do you think I am, a punch bag? The TARDIS, my TARDIS, is off. Not a click, not a tick. And will remain so until I no longer have this infernal headache.
Doctor, you're ill.
A headache caused mainly by the incessant whining of three of the most obnoxious, selfish, and noisy companions I've ever had the ill fortune to share my ship with.
Three?
Well, there you go again! Off my bridge, mister, or I'll get the bosun onto you.
There was a candle in here somewhere. And matches, I'm sure there were. Oh, here we are. Is that you?
Doctor, this isn't like you.
Not like me? How do you know? How many of me have you known?
What?
Oh, be quiet. Please. And leave me alone. What have you done?
I switched it back on.
My candle. Hello?
My ship. It's my ship. Always has been, always will be. You can't go around simply copying whatever I do, you know, and thinking you'll be able to do whatever takes your fancy with it, go wherever the wind or whim takes you. It takes skill to fly this thing, to say nothing of symbiosis and a thorough comprehension of the complexities of potluck. One of these days, you know, I'll be zapped off by some marauding little squirt with three heads, and you won't have the slightest inkling what to do. You'll be lost, Mr. Crouch, by heavens. You'll be lost in a ship you don't understand, in a universe you couldn't even begin to contemplate, in a life... Go away! Get out of here.
Doctor. Doctor, what's wrong?
Not sure. Think I need a little nap.
You're ill.
No, not ill. Thirsty. Get Rhea to rustle up a cup of tea, would you? I think I've been terribly rude. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, Doctor. I think...
Yes, you're right. We've landed. Good-o. Time for a walk, don't you think?
Are you sure you're well enough?
Fit as the proverbial fiddle. Come along. Ah, just what the doctor ordered. Fresh sea air. Bright, warm sunshine. Perfect place for a spot of rehabilitation. What?
Doctor, the TARDIS looks different.
Prince Regent knew his stuff. Delightful man, too. Bit of a lecture there.
The door handles are level.
Different console room, different door. Go and knock on the other one.
You say so. Anybody in?
Truman, what are you doing out here?
Having a spot of rehabilitation, according to the doctor. I think he needs it.
What's been going on?
Don't ask me. I'm not a psychiatrist.
Doctor? He's asleep.
Only the doctor would sunbathe with his bow tie on.
Doctor, wake up.
No, don't. I think he's ill. Fancy a stroll? I don't think he'll come to any harm here. Oh, go on.
All right.
I need to stretch my legs. We must have been in that thing for weeks.
Doing, dear?
I'm going hunting.
Hunting? But you've never even been fishing, dear.
If Bernard Darton decides to shoot a reindeer for his supper, then sure as hell he'll come back with one on his shoulder. And a large meaty one at that.
Wouldn't you rather I mixed you up a nice bowl of veggie quick? I've got your favourite flavour in the larder.
This holiday is a challenge, Charlotte, and I mean to meet it. We've got to brave the wild, harness the powers of nature, conquer the dangers.
Ooh.
I'm not going to go scuttling off to my plastic food packets when there's the blood of the hunt in my nostrils.
But don't you think you're a bit old for all this? I mean, you're getting
old. Oh, yeah. I have a good mind to shoot down one of those damned Ormelian kids. One of their heads on a pole would soon frighten off our ape chums.
Oh, Bunny, don't be so horrid.
I'll be back with the sunset.
All right, dear. Have you got everything, then? Seatbelt, dear. There you go, then.
Get the spit ready. We'll have a meal to remember for the rest of our lives.
Oh, lovely, dear. Bye. Spit?
Exquisite, isn't it?
What?
The air. Something wrong?
Something odd's going on.
Oh, nothing that a bit of sleep won't cure. We've all been feeling a bit under the weather.
No, I don't mean the doctor. Something happened back there in the TARDIS.
Oh, that.
You mean you felt it too?
The doctor just had a fit and shut everything down. Said he wanted a bit of peace and quiet. Why, are you afraid of the dark or something?
Not that, Truman. There was something else there, in the TARDIS.
What?
I lit a candle and it blew it out.
Get out of the way, woman!
Don't belch your foul fire at me, demon!
You're in the way!
Be gone!
Stupid witch!
Death to you! Death to you!
The doctor wasn't the only one with jet lag, then.
What do you mean?
Mysterious forces that go around blowing out candles. Come off it, Rhea.
I wasn't imagining it.
It was probably a draft.
In the TARDIS?
Agree. Look at this. A spray can dumped on the beach. The ecologists would go mad.
There is someone here, then.
Termite repellent. Huh! Paradise has green fly.
Who said anything about paradise?
Oh, Rhea, relax. Still works.
Have it, you ozone there!
Truman, listen.
What?
Shh.
It's Pop. Recognise the group?
It's coming from over there.
Hmm.
Look, a building.
Where?
Behind those trees.
Oh, looks like a holiday chalet. Come on, let's take a look. Come on!
Oh, bother. Bunny! Bunny, the waste disposal unit isn't working. Bunny, ooh. Oh. Ooh. It's all gunged up. Bunny. Bunny, where are you when I really need you?
Hello? Anyone in?
Nobody in.
There's sand on the carpet.
Can't be very house proud.
Looks as if it's blown in through this window.
Ah, that's better. Never could stand noise pollution. Must have been quite a nice place before they let the beach in. Bit basic.
Ah!
What's that?
Ants all over my feet.
Oh, hang on, don't panic. Here we go. Works quite well, doesn't it?
Truman, there was no need to kill them.
What? That's what this stuff's for.
But you didn't have to use it.
I don't understand you. One moment you're complaining about the wildlife, the next you're gonna...
What was that?
I don't know.
I'm going to take a look.
I don't.
Frightened, are you?
Of course not.
It was the wind. The back door's ajar.
There isn't a wind.
There's nobody here, Truman. There's nowhere for them to hide.
All right. All right, I'm convinced. What's that?
This is a holiday camp. You were right.
What's it say? Where are we?
Major 17. For the ultimate holiday breaks.
In holiday breaks. Sick of that grey, dull city world feeling? Here's your chance, then, to rub shoulders with raw nature on a world completely unspoilt by civilization. In simple, but entirely functional constructor homes, designed with a delightful eye for compatibility with the planet's surroundings. You can spend up to a year living amongst the most primitive but friendly wildlife and enjoy at your leisure the magnificent natural sights that Major 17 has to offer. Welcome, friends, to a holiday of a lifetime.
This is your captain speaking. As we are due to come out of hyperspace in approximately 2 minutes, please ensure that all items are secured and that safety straps are worn at all times. Thank you.
Do you think he's listening?
I don't expect so. I've never yet met a politician that listens to anyone.
Yeah, except himself. Planet contact minus one. All systems holding.
Let's hope our illustrious passenger doesn't choke on his cigar.
If he does, we can always take him to the madwoman on the beach.
Old acne face.
Apparently she's a dab at herbal remedies.
Fine brow, strong features, proud features. Yet he is troubled. A mind not entirely at peace, but a strong mind nonetheless. Such a strong, noble mind.
Demons!
There's a chill in the air. Feel it.
That sky is beautiful. Like a picture. No, better than a picture. My father used to think up pictures like that.
Think up? You mean he never got around to painting them?
But that's real. Not an image of beauty. It's really there. Those clouds are magnificent.
It says on here that Major 17 has cloudless skies. So much for the adverts.
I'm going out.
Chap I trained with was into writing rubbish like this. All starry skies and stuff. Hey, Rhea, according to this, the place has got a genuine witch.
Truman!
Rhea?
What is it?
There, in the garden.
God, what are they?
People.
No.
Deformed.
Not deformed, unfinished. Those bones there. Flesh, veins. That's a half-formed spinal column.
Horrible.
I think that... Well, they've got to be dead.
Ah!
Some kind of ape.
It'll kill us.
Back into the chalet, quick.
Another one.
We're trapped.
Planetary scanners indicate a storm brewing up in the Northern Hemisphere, Captain.
There's always a bloody storm brewing up in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, well, this one's pretty huge.
It seemed to crop up when we arrive. Why the company doesn't fix up a weather control, I've no idea.
All part of the fun.
Let's hope His Royal Highness in there has a sense of humour. Cut in stabilisers.
Cutting in.
Here we go again.
Don't move. It's the bodies they want.
I know that. What if they want a second course?
You know what the brochure said? Primitive but friendly.
Let's hope they've read it.
I thought I told you to cut in stabilizers, Hank.
I did, sir.
They're not making the slightest bit of difference.
It's too strong, Captain. We're going to have to abort.
Lose commission on transporting him? You're insane.
We won't get any commission if he cops it.
Ships should be safe as houses.
Tell that to the instruments. We've lost the starboard engine, sir.
Damnation!
We're going into a spiral.
Abort!
It's too late!
Abort, damn you!
It's too late!
What was that?
They've scarpered. Come on, this is our chance.
A spaceship.
It's a fireball.
It's huge.
It's heading straight for us.
For the beach.
The TARDIS.
The Doctor.
We must warn him.
Too late.
Get down.
Thank you.
We've got to find him. He might have got back in the TARDIS when he saw it coming.
No sign of the TARDIS. The heat's too strong. We'd never make it.
Don't just sit there. We've got to find the doctor.
He's dead, Rhea. No one could have survived that. The doctor is dead.
Or something.
So?
So we can get help.
It could be miles away, another continent even.
The people in the chalet must have got here in one of those ships.
You don't know that.
Truman, stop being so defeatist. We've got to try. Now, come on!
You're deluded.
All right, Truman, all right. If the Doctor is dead, if the TARDIS is buried under all of that, then finding civilization is the only way we're going to get off this planet, isn't it?
There speaks the voice of reason. Hey, wait for me!
Ah!
Rhea! Oh, my God!
Who the devil are you?
You've shot her!
What?
You shot my friend!
Damn. Thought she was one of those apes. She moves so fast. Sorry.
You foul!
Back!
You're gonna shoot me as well?
Damn it all, no. Just want you to know who's in charge, this all.
And you're licensed to go around killing people, are you?
Apologised, haven't I?
With my legs. I don't understand. It's my head. Brand new one, too. What?
Shh, my friend. Be calm. Here, drink this.
Thank you. Good brew.
A natural remedy. To calm the flames in your eyes.
Oh, dear. Are they that obvious? I thought I was managing to keep them hidden. I thought I had everything under control.
Don't worry now. Lie back. Relax.
Who are you?
Oh, who are you?
Truman Crouch.
Are you on holiday as well?
Not exactly.
Oh, it's a lovely planet, isn't it? I've grown some beautiful
I don't know whether you're aware of the fact, but your husband's just shot one of my friends.
I beg your pardon?
Accident. Got in the way. Apologised.
Oh, Bunny! I told you shouldn't have gone out. I knew something terrible had happened when I heard that dreadful explosion.
Shut up, woman. I'll do what I damn well please.
Please stop arguing and help me with Rhea.
Oh, dear. She's bleeding.
Well, of course she's bleeding.
Oh, quickly, bring her in here. Come on.
Oh. Damn students. Little upstarts. Take your job away from you and get in your line of fire. Start blaming you for every damn thing that goes wrong. Show 'em what's what.
These'll have to do. This should stop most of the bleeding.
Bandages aren't enough.
Oh, it's all we've got.
You mean to tell me you came out here without proper medical supplies?
It was in the rules.
Rules?
Rules of the game, lad. The excitement of primitive life, coping with injury on an alien planet, the way we were born to. None of your easy way out high-tech nonsense here. It's back to basics.
She might bleed to death.
I don't think this sort of thing is meant to happen, Bunny.
It has, Charlotte. It has. And we're not going to give in to them. No running back with our tail between our legs for us. No. They'll see what solid stuff the Dartons are made of.
Watch the water, Doctor. It is a thing of great beauty.
Certainly.
Let the current ease your pain. Let its purity wash away the shadows, douse the flames.
Douse the flames. I don't think I've ever been anywhere quite so calm. I'm very impressed. Tell me, what are those scars on your face?
Take care, Doctor. We do not like to be reminded of our deformity.
Deformity? Nonsense. It's nothing a little medication and healthy living won't cure. Fresh fruit.
I don't understand you, Doctor.
Besides, beauty in the eye of the beholder and all that. Oh, my goodness. I don't think I should have stood up.
Lie down.
Yes, thank you. I seem to have spent the entire day being insensitive in one way or another. I must apologize.
Oh, there's no need for apology.
Thank you.
You, Doctor, are the first...
Yes, I usually am, you know. Not a word to the Time Lords, though.
I have never known a mind like yours.
Thank you.
And such beauty.
I beg your pardon?
You think this mad woman might help?
Well, she might. People said she was a witch when we first came here. She certainly acts like one, spitting and cursing all over the place. She's meant to be a tourist attraction, but to be honest, I find her quite vulgar.
Will your husband let me go to her?
I'm not sure. He's a bit upset.
What's wrong with him?
I think he feels rather guilty at shooting your friend. Well, he's been under a lot of strain recently. That's why he was sent here in the first place.
Sent? Who by?
Quick Homes Corporation. He designed bungalows for them. And streets. Well, about a month ago, was called to head office. That's in the outer riding system. Oh, it was nice. Bernard thought he was going to be promoted to company manager. The whole family was terribly excited. But they made him redundant and sent us on holiday, all expenses paid.
He was probably best out of it.
Oh, he didn't take it very well, I'm afraid.
Charlotte?
Is there any way we can contact the spaceport? Anyone, without leaving the chalet?
No. They don't allow video links.
It's against the rules. Don't tell me.
Charlotte, come out here.
Yes, dear. Coming. Look, I've smuggled a few Medi tablets through customs. You never know when they're going to come in handy. Give a couple to your friend.
Thank you.
Charlotte.
Oh, yes, dear. Sorry, dear. What are you doing, Bunny?
Locking the enemy spies up.
Spies?
Yes, Charlotte's spies, sent by a rival company to force my plans out of me.
Bunny, that's nonsense.
Don't look so worried, Charlotte. We're winning. I've got the upper hand, huh? What's that appalling smell?
Oh, I think it might be the waste disposal unit. I had a little accident.
Have you never been in love, Doctor?
In love? Well, no, I never... Well, I've got no time for it. I'm a wanderer, an explorer. I've far too much to see and experience to waste time being...
In love.
Quite.
Yet I sense a loneliness.
Nonsense.
You've lost so many.
People come and go.
The shifting sands in your head.
Elusive, am I?
You're running away from something.
Usually, yes.
A stability.
A leaden non-existence.
A sense of permanence.
A paralysingly dull, boring and tedious way of life.
Your home.
My ex-home.
And yet, I sense, there, behind your eyes, a longing. A yearning that is stronger than the need for escape.
You did?
Stronger than your sense of justice. Stronger than your pride.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Doctor. I sense a need for peace. For a silence that you can only find here. A silence that only I can offer you. This is a world of peace, Doctor. Join me.
Bunny, stop it!
It's unnecessary plant life, Charlotte. We don't need damn weeds cluttering up the place.
My flowers!
Just now, Charlotte. You've got to tidy the place up.
No!
You never know when it's time for inspection. Poor Charlotte. Them versus us.
Oh, no! Oh, bother the rules! You must go out the back way. The spaceport's not too far away. You should make it before it gets dark. Go and get help. I'll look after your friend.
Thank you, but will you be all right? What's happening?
Hurry! Out there?
Right, thank you.
Oh, ship shape now. Inspection of the prisoners. What the hell? Where's the boy?
Bunny, you've been working too hard. You know what the doctor's told you about overdoing it?
Where is he?
I let him go. He's going to fetch help for you. He only wants to help.
Stupid bitch! Stupid, stupid bitch!
I'm sorry, I can't stay here.
Can't?
I have a duty.
Duty?
To others, halfway across the galaxy, friends, allies.
No one would miss you.
That's not true.
No?
I can't stay.
You refuse?
Absolutely, I'm sorry.
You refuse to share this with me?
It's very nice, but...
You refuse! Take care, Doctor.
I try to.
You will pay for your rejection.
Oh, what a time for a storm. Oh, my God! I've been sucked in! Help!
I really must be off now. Thanks for the tea.
No!
Oh, very good, very good. Solid rock out of thin air. What a party piece. Don't tell me. I think, therefore, there is. Well, I'm sorry to say that I know very well that there isn't, so I can walk straight through your wall. Ow! There is.
Stay, Doctor.
You haven't given me much of a choice.
Help! Help! Please! Help! Please!
The weeds got you, did they?
I can't breathe!
You can't stand by and watch a spy being eaten alive by alien pants, do you? The guy wouldn't have the humanity to shoot him first.
No!
Cosmic angst? Happens to us all, you know. Knew a chap who had chronic arthritis in his legs, all 16 of them.
Your babbling is beginning to irritate me, Doctor.
That's the trouble with living with someone, you see. You have to take the bad with the good. I babble. An awful lot, especially when I'm bored. There's nothing better than a little trivial babbling to while away a few hours or so. You should try it.
Oh!
You really ought to see a doctor about that chest of yours.
Communion. Must have communion.
Try an apple a day.
Get out of my way!
That's better. Bit of fresh air. Freshens up the old place a bit.
Oh, communion.
Why didn't you shoot me?
Think I'm stupid, do you? Think I'd waste an opportunity like this? You're going to be my hostage, lad. My prize. In you get.
Ow! Careful!
Those self-opinionated fools see their spy trussed up like a turkey. Think again, lad. Think again.
Doctor!
Shh. You're all right now.
The doctor.
Your friend will fetch one. Don't worry. Lie down, love. Here. That's right.
There's thundering in my head.
Oh, I think the storm's passing now. You close your eyes.
I'm thirsty.
Water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink.
Still here, Doctor.
I have a feeling you wouldn't have let me go if I tried. Nice swim. I must say you look all the healthier for it. Do you know, I feel a bit better myself.
Watch, Doctor.
Good grief. A crystal ball. You never told me you were a witch. Tell me, do you read tea leaves?
Communion, Doctor. Strength of vision. See through my eyes, Doctor.
Very impressive. Who's the gardener?
The water flows in all things.
Like blood, only...
All things breathe. Live as we live. Touch.
Feel.
Until disturbed.
Buildings.
Destroyed.
Straight and narrow lines.
Unnatural.
Unwanted.
A voice unheeded.
Crying.
Pain.
Pain.
Who is this?
Rhea.
I said...
She's in pain.
She was not born. Created.
I must go to her.
No!
A kind of closed-circuit TV. You'd make a fortune at Blackpool.
You love her.
Who?
This creature who was created, not born of her own kind.
Rhea!
If you can love her, you can love me.
But I don't love her. I mean, I do in a way, but not...
You do!
Now, just a moment.
Life isn't black and white, you know. One doesn't simply love and hate. Emotions aren't as simple as that. Life isn't that simple. No, most of it is a rather murky grey, I'm afraid. Grey and full of unpleasantly indiscriminate and unpredictable little complicated bits. Suspicions, jealousies, questionable loyalties, greed, triviality.
You cannot blind me with words, Doctor.
To be blinded, my dear lady, you must first of all have been given the gift of sight. Evidently, from your remarkable naivety, you have never...
Die, created one! Goodness! What's happening?
I don't know! An earthquake! Oh, Bunny, where are you? My disposal unit! I don't understand! I don't believe... Ah!
Right up to a handy weather control, are we? Let me see, where are the wires?
No, Doctor, you're wrong. See through my eyes. If you dare to witness she you love destroyed.
Stop it! You must stop it!
See her die, Doctor. See her squirm.
You're behaving like a jealous child. Affection isn't a toy that can be passed from one person to another like a doll or a ball. It grows, it develops. You're not going to win my affection by killing my friends.
They've stopped.
Those vines, they were growing, moving. They were going to kill us. What kind of place is this?
It's all over now.
What was that?
The force field. The generator must have broken down.
Meaning?
The force field kept the animals out.
Those apes.
Now they can get in.
Force fields, fly spray, waste disposal units, carpets, roads, cars, a spaceport. Hardly what you call rubbing shoulders with raw nature, is it?
Shut up!
If you ask me, you've been had. This place is about as natural as a nuclear warhead. Next thing you'll be telling me is that the spaceport is painted a nice shade of natural green to match the plant life. I bet even the birds are imported.
I think I haven't heard all that pseudo-political nonsense before. A man in my position. It's high time you weak-willed student types learned to use the world around you instead of gawping at it through rose-tinted spectacles.
Student? I thought I was supposed to be a spy. And what's happened to all your back-to-the-basics stuff?
It was just a game, you fool. This is the real thing.
It's completely deserted.
I can see that, idiot.
Looks like the whole place has got dry
rot.
Quiet.
I must think... Of course. That's it. It's another plot to prevent me from reporting back to their company on their operations. The lengths they go to. It's astounding.
They? Who do you mean?
Are you a complete idiot? Haven't you seen them?
Seen who?
The apes, of course.
What are you talking about?
I have a company, the enemy, hiding in the bushes, spying on my every move, ready to leak my slightest change of plan back to the parasites in charge.
Those apes?
Clever disguise. I admit. But they haven't outwitted me. I'll be ready for him this time. And I'm gonna strike at the top of the pile.
Jealousy. Greed. Irritation. Oh, there's so much suffering and confusion in your minds. Is this why you destroy?
Maybe. It's often the most uncomplicated minds that are at peace with the world, with themselves.
When I was given your form, I had no idea of the burden.
Given our... Surely you don't think you're the Messiah?
Messiah?
Son of God becomes son of man. Gods and goddesses walking the earth in human form.
Oh, no, Doctor.
I should think not. It takes more than a few party tricks to be a god.
I'm more than a god of this world, Doctor. I am this world.
Shh! What? I heard something.
Ah, no!
Quiet, Charlotte.
Bunny, thank heavens, I thought...
You! Come with me.
Me?
You can't move her, Bernard.
Move, I said.
Did you fetch help? Are we going home?
Charlotte, stop bleating. Into the buggy with the others. It's time for the showdown. Commander against commander. Sword against sword. Two leaders fighting it out on the field.
What's wrong with him?
He's a victim of a rat race. Frightening to think I might have ended up like him.
Don't move. Take that. Thought you could cross the lines, did you, huh? You, put your comrade on the buggy. We're taking it to your leader.
Leader?
Bunny, let's stop all this nonsense and go home.
What leader?
The woman on the beach, of course.
I hate to say this, but I really do think you need help.
Help?
The medical help. I'm in no position to judge what's led you to these delusions. But I don't think you've only been scarred on the outside. There's something inside, something hurt. Perhaps something quite beautiful in its own way.
Beautiful?
Let me take you away from this place. It could be the cause of it all. I can take you somewhere where you can recover in time. You need never be lonely again.
Please, stay.
No, I can't stay. But you can come with me.
Then you leave me no choice.
I knew a man, once a great man, who stumbled across a spaceship. Something unheard of, unthought of in his time. He pressed a button, and lo and behold, he could apparently create things out of thin air, like you, now. And when he came out of the ship, he hailed himself as a god. They killed him in the end, claiming he was a heretic. Very pretty. Planning on filleting a fish for our supper?
All things are connected, Doctor. The world is my mirror. Look around you. You see my blood, my body. And as my body dies, so shall it...
No!
All things must come to an end, Doctor. Your people have died for love before.
But not for me. Please don't. I can help you.
Nobody move.
Doctor!
You're alive!
You, woman. Think I didn't realize, did you? Think the old hag disguise was enough to fool me? Well, you're dealing with first-class management material here, you know. I saw through your soldier's fancy dress, and I can see through yours. Show her the body, lad. Move it! Take it to her!
Truman, please, stay back.
Take it to her. Hello, blast your friend's head off!
Sorry, Doctor. He's mad, Doctor.
What do you say to that, woman?
Rest, my poor friend. I felt your pain as you felt mine.
Right. Now I want a signed confession from you all. Let's get the whole thing down in writing. Refuse to cooperate and I'll blast you!
Go ahead, demon. Shoot.
What?
Shoot. Show your strength, or are you a coward?
Coward?
Bunny, no! You're wrong! Goodbye.
No! Poor deluded creature.
Murderer!
It's justified death. This is war.
That is no justification.
She was the enemy leader.
She was nothing of the sort.
What are your intentions now then, leader? Slaughter us all?
Bunny, please put the gun down.
Look, the sky.
It's gone bright red.
The sea.
I don't believe it.
It's drying up.
Enemy trickery. It won't work.
She was telling the truth.
Bunny, behind you.
You too? You betray me?
Please, no.
Manager!
We've got to get back to the TARDIS!
My husband!
He's dead! Those brambles have killed him!
No! Oh, no!
The planet... it's dying.
We must leave here.
I'm staying here.
We can't let her die.
Go.
Now. Or I'll shoot.
It's no good, Rhea. Come on.
Oh, honey. The old fool. What you've done to yourself. It was only a job, you know. Silly old job isn't everything. Where's the TARDIS?
Never mind it in your
business. Listen to me. Can you hear me? Where are you? I know you're here somewhere.
Doctor, this way.
You must listen to me. It doesn't have to be like this.
Doctor, please.
You don't have to die. I don't want you to die.
Doctor!
Go on, leave me. I must stay here. I've got to stay here.
No, Doctor, you've got to come with us.
My fault. All this is my fault.
She's dead, Doctor. There's nothing you can do. Come on.
The cannon.
candle! What?
Over there, a candle, it's her!
What?
She's holding a candle for us!
That way!
She wants us to go, Doctor!
Come on!
Understand. The planet created her in the same way that our blood creates antibodies to combat disease.
And we were the disease. The only way the planet could understand the creatures that were destroying it was to imitate them.
Those bodies.
We saw some early versions growing.
Only she was incomplete. Too simple in a way. And I took that simplicity for madness. I should have realized when she talked about you.
Me?
Yes. One who was created, not born of her own kind. She felt an affinity with you.
Hence the candle leading us home.
Perhaps. Ow!
Doctor, what's the matter?
Press the wrong... Stupid, really.
Doctor!
Out of breath. All right, in a minute. Don't fuss.
He was feeling better.
Better. Better! I've just let someone die for me. It was my misjudgment that led to the destruction of one of the most peaceful places in the universe. And you think I'm better?
Everyone makes mistakes, Doctor.
Mistakes? We'll see about mistakes.
Oh, Doctor, please, not again.
What are you doing?
This is what happened last time.
Oh! All too much, you see. Can't go around making mistakes the whole time, can we? It's all a matter of stark simplicity.
Imagine you found the lift rather odd as well. No complex personality print implanted by a matrix generator such as yourself, eh? Just buttons to press.
You are referring to burnout?
Oh, I get it. I'm a guinea pig for your psychological experiments. Do you ever worry about burnout, Keegan? Ah. Devereaux.
So there I was. A matrix generator. And scared stiff of getting my brains blown all over the wall the first time I synced up. Well, that was all bull.
For you. So far.
No. Grant. Where's Grant?
Grant? Aren't you the man who called yesterday?
I've got to see Grant. I know he's here on orders of Commissioner Devereaux.
Then you are confident. That Grant will interface with this Cortex generator.